So yeah, we're out holding gospel signs on their pagan 4th of July holiday. And I've got articles about all this, but let's just cover why, really quickly, we stand against America. America's not a Christian nation. It's a false Christian nation with a false gospel, false Jesus. And America went to war to kill over a 3% tax. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson took them there along with the other founders. That doesn't sound like my Lord and Savior killing for money, holding on to some worldly kingdom. And if you look at the founders, the main founders like George Washington, he was a Masonic, high ruling Masonic member. That is of the occult order. He was a deist. He didn't even believe that God, the creator, had much to do with his creation. It was said that he used to get up and walk out of the service, religious service. He was an Anglican when they would do communion because I don't think he was real fond of Jesus Christ. He believed in a deist God. Some power out there in the universe, but not a personal God like we see in Christ. And so Thomas Jefferson led men to war and killing. He might have had some morals, but he was a wicked, sinful man, heretic. And then Thomas Jefferson, I tell people all the time when I preach at Mount Rushmore, he took pen knives and cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. Yep. He didn't believe Jesus was God. He didn't believe in the miracles of Jesus. So Thomas Jefferson is like an antichrist. So we just like to tell people these things. These men you're lifting up as heroes. Oh, why are they heroes? Oh, because they won you a bunch of freedom so you can flop around and do whatever you want in your life and have materialism, have freedom. You really love them. What about the gospel? What about the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection? What about the Prince of Peace? What about holding up to God's doctrines, not being idolatrous and prideful as an American? Yeah, that's why we stand against these places. And so just wanted to make a couple audios. That's why we stand against American patriotism. It was rooted in war and killing. It's rooted in false religion, Anglican, evangelical, whatever. It's rooted in Masonic ideas. It's rooted in anti-cult mindsets like Thomas Jefferson. And we'll talk some more about why we stand against this whole idea of American patriotism. Because it really matters as people are swept away in it. And the churches, so-called churches, yeah, they're the churches, churchianity in America has been swept away by it to their own sin and demise. We'll talk more about that.